Last week on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, our fledgling adventurers, the workers and boss of Griana's Meats and More, found out that they would be supplying the meats for Griana's first big gig. The Fall Fest, in Langdale, the town nearby their small village of Troutbeck. They accepted their new job and began to prepare their journey down to the Vertrivian Forest, where they would be picking up all the exotic meats they needed to appease the people of Langdale. And preparation for our employees generally means drinking cobbleritas, doing burlesque, and some magicianry. And after that was finished, they actually began to hit the road. On their way out, they ran into a small boy named Arthur, who was trying to go on a hero's journey of his own. They found out that he was heading down the Vertrivian Forest as well to pick up the Alarea flower, a flower that was his girl crush's Becca's favorite. Our heroes, being the good people they don't know they are yet, offered to pick them up for him. And as thanks, he handed over his little knapsack of toys and bread to keep them safe on the journey. And with that, our heroes headed out on what would be their first adventure.
Oh no, it was naturally that swirly.
Okay.
All right, let's go, ladies.
There's one very warm dice.
Maybe it'll roll better for you.
Please, baby, please.
Okay.
Get mama home.
All right, then. So you guys head off on the train. Home. You know that you could get there in about, you know, the 7-8 hours, okay. You know.
All right.
You're going to be going until close to sunset. When your parents took you when you were a child, you would go out and camp on the edge of the forest at sunset.
And it was always so beautiful.
It was always so beautiful. Oh, I just hit.
You guys, I'm so excited to share with you the most amazing sunset.
So, the way that heading down this road kind of works is there is, as you can see on this map, there is a river that kind of heads to the forest. So the road maps it rather decently. So the river is to, let's say your right, and the open road is to your left. Where you live up in Troutbeck is a bit more hilly, a bit more plains type. Still some greenery, but it starts getting real lush as you get closer to the Vertrivian Woods, which is one of the Triumvirate woods. There's a big grouping of three separated by two rivers. What?
Real quick, Griana Aronde, Griana can't stop telling stories of things that, like, the scenery reminds her of with her family.
Uh-huh, and so you see, you pass this rock that's vaguely shaped like two diamonds, and you tell them your story. Mm.
Yeah, that rock over there with two diamonds, my dad used to stand in the middle of it, and he would act like they were all friends. Rock
okay.
On the left's name was Rockefeller, and the rock on the right's name was Dwayne. And he is still a creative man till this day. The top half of him. Anyways.
Oh my God. The top half of your parent?
Your parent?
The bottom half is dead.
I just learned that half of your parent is either severed or dead. This is going to be a mystery for me for so long.
For the whole time. Anyway, so... But anyway, so that's just a funny thing that I remember about my dad with these two diamond rocks.
Anyway, so you hear like 1,200 of those as you head towards the Vertrivian. And so you get there at around sunset.
Yep.
You know, it was your family's tradition that you camp kind of close to the river, kind of close to the forest, but good enough just to get a view of the whole thing. You could look up above past the forest, and you could see the Mike Meyer Mountains in the far distance.
The Mike Meyer Mountains?
The Mike Meyer Mountains.
Oh my God.
I'm not straight like Shrek. No.
Mike Meyer Mountains.
Mike Meyer.
But now I will only think Mike Meyer Mountains when I say it out loud. This is a royalty free podcast.
Royalty free podcast.
Anyways, so
we're cutting it after Mike Meyer Mountains.
It's Mike Meyer, you D-bag.
Oh, okay. Mike Meyer.
No, I'm saying,
we're cutting after sounds like a good idea to me.
What inspired the name Mike Myers? And you didn't think we were going to give you shit?
I honestly did not think of the name Mike Myers. And I'm mostly mad at myself for being honest.
Mike Myers.
Anyways, the sun's starting to set. What y'all up to?
Start a fire.
All right, you start a fire.
Is there water nearby?
Yeah, there's a river.
Yeah, there's a river right over there.
Cool. I'll be chilling by the river.
Do you guys say...
You guys want to see some magic?
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Before you start magic, do you guys set up any sort of camper? Is it just mostly, like, sleeping bags? Is someone sleeping in the cart?
Yeah, I'm setting up the bear traps.
Just around your campsite?
No. We gotta be careful, you guys. We don't know if we're gonna get some game.
You should have game. No. I'm sorry. Not bear traps, but whatever. However you hide the food.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
If we're, camping out here, we should have a watch. We should take turns.
I rarely sleep.
That's actually really smart.
Yeah,
It's almost like you're the one who plays D&D a lot of the time.
It's almost as if I've played it before, maybe.
And have years of experience.
I don't know.
Sure, I mean, I have trouble sleeping to begin with, so I don't mind staying up for a while.
I mean, we could do it in shifts.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll take early morning shifts.
I was driving all day, so I'm pretty pooped.
You can be... The last watch, if you want.
Great.
Oh, well, I guess I'm second to last.
I'll do first.
Yeah, I'll do second, I guess.
All right, you get a watch going. Now, do you guys eat snacks for dinner?
No, I just some berries.
Yeah.
So it's a nice fire and some berries.
Yeah.
I made berry soup.
Berry soup. I had some of the berry soup.
Yeah.
That's pretty dang good.
My favorite.
It was gross.
Y'all buckle in for the night? Y'all buckle in.
Yeah.
All right.
So I have a loud snore, by the way. Sorry, all right. Guys.
So she snores real loud.
I hate to admit I snore loud as well.
All right.
God damn it! I can't sleep if they're snores.
You want to go sleep like maybe in the cart? Because they're sleeping out and they're sleeping.
Or just lock us in the cart.
Yeah. You make the choice.
I'll sleep in the cart.
All right. Yeah. You guys sleep in your sleeping bags. Brianna, you're so if you've got the fire here, which you guys are close to, and the cart a little ways off from the road, you got Kai's in her sleeping bag, and then your neck, Phoebe's off like walking around, I would guess.
Yes.
Closer to the woodscape.
Yeah, kind of like circling.
Kind of circling around, keeping an eye. And you are closest to the river in terms of just like sleeping bag arrangement, and you settle in, your head laying, you look across the river, and you look in a little bit, you swear on your life you see a doe.
Oh god.
Come out, look you dead in the eyes, and then retreat back into,
like, slowly
frozen,
like,
with fear, and then I begin to hyperventilate.
You be no one hears you do this because
it's silent. I'm so afraid someone's gonna hear me.
Okay,
it's like this.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like
I'm
a second.
I kind of kick you a little bit.
Sorry.
Sorry.
It's my snore. It's my snore. My manly snore.
Oh.
No. We're all dead. We've all died.
No.
She killed the silence.
No.
A singular roll. She exploded 5 times. We're all dead. All
right. So first watch. Go ahead and roll that perception.
Is this this boy?
Yes.
It's 20.
It's that boy. It's that sparkly boy.
12.
12 plus. You have to add your... Do you have perception as a skill?
No.
Then you add your wisdom modifier.
14.
Okay.
Wait, 13.
So you're kind of pacing around your first night shift. Go kind of uneventfully. You see a few rabbits. They're cute. I don't think that you can go after the cute rabbits.
They're cute, but I like to look at them.
Yeah, you like to look at them, but like...
Can I pet them?
Some hunters would try and
can
kill them for meat.
Them?
You don't try to do this, right? Go ahead and you kind of walk towards one, roll your dice, animal handling.
12.
Add your... Do you have any proficiency in animal handling?
I don't know. Nope.
Okay, so what is the skill? Wisdom?
Yeah.
Add wisdom modifier.
13.
Nice.
Alright, I assume you offer, like, a berry or something to it. And it takes a berry.
Yes!
Cute.
Oh, fuck yeah.
A little cute encounter.
The dove.
No, this is a bunny. You're
I'm
asleep.
Sorry. No, I was thinking about something else. I'm sorry.
Okay. Uneventful. First watch complete.
Can I still be awake?
I almost said
for the
me
second?
Turn.
Me?
Me turn.
It's a me turn.
It is a me turn.
All right, yeah, next shift.
Next shit.
Next shit.
Am I allowed
okay.
to stay awake for the second because I'm bad at sleeping? Or do I have to be asleep?
You need to sleep or you will suffer points of exhaustion. And
cool.
You don't want that.
Oh, please sleep.
I sleep, but I occasionally scream in my sleep.
Oh my god. This is horrific.
I hate all of your sleeping habits.
Get used to it.
This is repulsive.
It says here, under bugs, I suffer awful visions.
Phoebe's really not that bad once you get used to it, I promise.
Yes.
I deal with it every
yep.
day. I know how to handle her.
Same dream.
It's the same dream?
Same
dream. Do I know what, Emma, do I know what it is, me personally, or do you know what the dream is? Because I don't know what it is.
Alright. It's not the full dream.
Should we leave?
Nope. It's not the full dream. You know that almost at this point that this dream that you keep having has almost a narrative string to it that you haven't been able to piece together yet. You look at it over and over again in your head like it's pieces of a puzzle, and you keep trying to get them to fit, but they don't. But something in you tells you that they do fit. They do fit somehow, but you do not know. Mostly on a given night, it's just one glimpse on repeat. You have them all memorized, and you don't know when you go to sleep which one you're going to get. Tonight, you're standing on the edge of a cliff. The sky is blood red.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
You look below, in your heart, you know you should see forests and towns, but all you see is black. And
you look at screaming.
And
I scream.
You feel like you're choking. almost drowning. And there is an unmistakable taste of blood in your mouth. And you live in this moment for an eternity's rest.
Oh my god.
Nice.
Go ahead and roll.
Yeah! Sleep
tight. I had a thought that before you started the nightmare, I was like, her nightmare is gonna be she is a doe and she is being killed. So it's like opposite sides. My nightmare is I'm killing a doe. Her nightmare is she's being killed.
In hell.
It is a doe.
Can I say my role now?
Yes.
Sorry.
19.
Whoa.
Oh. So you are.
I'm scared, so I'm
scared.
Like alert.
You are.
I've never really been in the forest on watch before.
Classifiably. Oh, we terrified. So you are on it. Left, right, forward. Left,
back,
right, forward.
Back.
Above,
below. You've got it. And it is a good thing you got it. Because what comes stumbling out of the forest.
Oh, fuck, it's stumbling out of the forest.
It's not stumbling, it's more grazing. It should be asleep, but it's not. It's a little angry looking, a little grumpy.
So, what is it?
And it's two of them, actually. You see one follow up.
Two of them?
It's two of them.
She just held up three fingers and said two
shut
of them.
These are goats.
Giant
yes,
goats?
Yes,
they're
yes,
giant.
Yes.
They're giant
goats?
Come on, that's on our list.
Yes,
inventory.
Yes,
and you think to yourself and you're like, oh, fuck, that's on the list. Do you wake up your party members?
What are they doing? Are they coming towards us?
They're grazing at the edge of the
peaceful
pool.
Peaceful.
But you know that that was on...
That was on the list.
Yeah, was list.
What if there's... I don't know if they travel in herds. What do they do if there's more? Oh, jeez.
Like a nature check.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I thought that was a 20, but it wasn't, so I got excited. What am I rolling? Nature?
Uh-huh.
13.
All right. You know that they don't have, like, huge herds when they go out and roam. They'll often return to a home base, but these look like they're roaming, so you're pretty sure that this isn't home base, especially not so close to the edge of the forest.
There's two of them.
There is two of them.
They look big.
They're large.
I don't want to die.
They're donkeys. Sized.
Fuck.
They're just goats.
I want to do... Does minor illusion... Is it... Can I make sounds for that?
Boy, do I not.
I'm going to look it up.
You look it up.
I don't want to make it loud enough for them to wake up, but I want to make... I don't know, like a noise. I want to try to scare them off. Like, I want to make a noise off to kind of like, are they like, okay, so the way they're facing towards.
They're
facing away. Where are their heads facing? Are their heads facing to the back
they're
of me,
towards
to the sides?
The river.
You
are standing at your campfire looking at the forest, which means that you see them directly.
Okay.
They are coming out of the forest, turning towards the river, which means they have gone basically to your right.
Okay, I want to make a sound kind of like near them to try to scare them away.
What kind of sound?
Just like a banging noise.
Okay.
One jumps, and you see it like... look around frantically. and then hesitantly at first.
Make a noise again.
And then it bolts into the woods, and one just continues to eat.
Okay, that's fine. There's one of them. Now can I wake up the party?
How do you wake up your party?
I don't hit them, but I like go. I like.
God, what the fuck, Zil?
I shake them a little violently.
God.
Shut up! Shut up!
What's going on?
Shut up!
Meats.
Oh god!
Please
be quiet. Please be quiet.
No. Guys, there's a giant goat.
No.
Shut up.
Everyone, shut up!
Wait,
there's
on
the list.
There's
a
goat
over there.
Let's
go. Let's go kill it.
I wasn't prepared to
go
hunt it.
That's fine, I'll go out and kill it.
Side
it's still
there.
Alright, fine. Guys,
Do you have anything to, like, hit it with, like, an arrow or something?
Oh, do I have something to hit it with? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm literally just asking you a question.
I will come along
and
help.
Thank you. I'm gonna use my trusty spear.
Hey,
okay?
Just, like, throw it at it.
Spear.
Try not to, like, get...
Alright,
I'll
try.
And I'm tired. I think my hand back for this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry if that seems uncharacteristic for the boss. But
cool.
I'm sleepy.
Alright, so what's going on?
I'm going to kill the goat.
Same.
Whoop.
I'm sleeping, yes. I'm covering my ears.
Oh, good. I'm gonna stand back. I'm not gonna stand too far. They're gonna use ranged weapons.
Okay,
I thought.
Cool. Can
well,
I mean,
we're all
gonna die. What are you thinking, Phoebe? Because I
need you to tell me what's happening.
Okay,
Kyler,
I woke them
go
up.
The
Carly, are you actually going back to bed, or are you staying up?
I'm just secretly. I'm trying. I'm rocking myself back and forth, covering my ears and in the corner. No one can see me. I'm fighting my demons.
Can I do prestidigitation to make a smell around her, kind of like smelling salts, so she wakes up?
Yeah.
I am awake. Trust me, I'm awake.
I don't say I'm doing prestidigitation.
It's
just
like lavender.
Oh, that makes me sleepy.
Nice.
No, I want something to wake her up.
All right, it's peppermint and sage.
Okay.
Man, I am awake. I'm more awake than ever. Okay.
All right. So what is? I hear you're hanging back, and you guys are going in with range.
Magic attack from range.
Alright, I'm going to need everyone to roll
initiative.
What's that one?
First initiative.
A
welcome,
and then you add
you're gonna roll a d20.
Okay, add dexterity bonus.
Everyone exploded! She rolled
a 20!
That's nice.
Dexterity.
So what do I add dexterity?
No, you don't. To an explosion.
So I got 11. Wait, what's the dexterity?
Do I get to murder this goat because
I
rolled a 20? I got 14.
You need to go first, probably.
Okay.
That's a 6. That's
a
6. 14. That's a 9. It's the dot, like...
Oh, where the dot is. Okay. I got 8.
I have 12.
You got an 8?
I got a 20.
Alright, so Kai... Sorry, I'm going to have to get used to writing your character names. You got a 20. So you critical, so I'm just going to put you at the top.
Me?
Yeah, you got... You got... You crit.
Dope. I'm a strong old gnome.
Two explosions.
We should have... our podcast should have been named Bloods and Crits.
That is horrible.
Ew.
No.
What? Like the gangs?
Sorry, Zil, what'd you roll?
I rolled a 12.
Alright. Perfect. So, Phoebe, you got the jump.
Can I say what attack I use?
Yeah, tell me what
the witch
use.
Bolt.
You use a witch
You're
bolt.
Using a witch bolt. So, goat.
A goat?
Fucking go for it. Tell me about this witch bolt.
I don't know.
You
what?
Have to roll, is it, you roll for the range attack.
Let's look at
it. I'll
what,
look it up.
I don't know what that means. I just thought it sounded cool.
Oh, it's a spell.
Yeah, it's a spell.
Should I use the Eldritch Blast instead?
Go
witch
all
bolt.
Out, babe. You're
so,
about to rest.
you make a ranged spell attack,
okay.
And on a hit, it takes 1d12 lightning damage, and on each of your turn, instead of rolling another hit, you can just choose to automatically deal 1d12.
All right, go ahead and roll ranged spell attack.
This thing?
No,
yeah,
d20.
Roll your d20.
Oh.
And then you're gonna add your spell modifier.
Okay.
Spell attack bonus?
Spell attack bonus, sorry.
8.
you know, that just sails right past that. That big great goat.
Big great goat.
And
sails right past it.
Your witch bolt sails right past the big great goat.
And the goat on a crit totally fucking noticed that's what's happening.
God.
So now it is on the alert and no sneak attack bonus.
I did great.
It was passive.
Sneak,
the goat's
oh, no,
like,
sneak attack.
No, so, no, yeah.
Okay, I was like, a sneak. Shouldn't she have a sneak? No, that's for damage.
That's for damage.
So I can't witch bolt again.
Forgot.
You can't witch bolt again. You burned
no,
that spell.
It's fine. I still got a hellish rebuke.
Dungeons and Dragons.
It goes has that feeling.
How many spell slots do you have a day?
On one shoulder.
Oh, one. So I can't even
anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
all right. Green Eye is next on the initiative order. Are you continuing to sit there?
Guys,
we're an issue. Sorry.
Yeah, guys. We're an initiative.
I don't know how this works.
So I'm sitting there, but I need to get up. I need to get up. I'm gonna
get
up. I'm getting up. Okay, I'm gonna roll.
What are you doing? You need to tell me what you're doing before you roll dice. So tell me about what you're doing.
Well, I rolled already.
Oh, right. Well, it doesn't count.
Oh, but it was a good one. I got 17.
Oh, fuck.
Fine.
Just tell me what you're doing first.
I said I'm getting up.
You rolled to get up. You got a 17. You're up.
With my spear. I get up with my spear.
Are you throwing it or are you going over to the
I'm throwing
deck?
It. I'm throwing
right,
it.
You throw your spear. Why was this so hard?
The 7. I got a 10.
You know what? You throw your spear and it lands to the very aware that the goat is feeling a bit of the heat right now. It just sails past the goat right after a bolt sailed the other way past it. And right now it's feeling a bit offended.
We can't
I
kill
took a
goat.
Big, deep breath. Oh, thank God.
All right. Nope. All right. So it is Zil's.
How far away is it?
You are 40 feet away from it.
40 feet?
You are 40 feet away.
I didn't know
can
that.
Can I move 10 feet up and then cast a spell?
Yeah.
So I want to move up, and I want to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter on this goat.
Right, tell me about Tasha's
so
Hideous
Tasha's Hideous Laughter, a creature of my choice that I can see, perceives everything as hilariously funny and falls into fits of laughter.
Do I have to roll?
The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or fall prone to becoming incapacitated and unable to stand for the duration. A creature with an intelligence score of 4 or less isn't affected. Fuck!
Uh-oh.
Happens.
Yeah.
Sad. Goats aren't smart. Goats aren't smart.
I was hoping it had at least 5.
You throw Tom's Hideous Laughter.
Yeah, no, I didn't think that one through, guys.
And the goat chortles, but other than that, unaffected.
Spell slot. Yeah,
ouch.
Fuck.
All right.
It's whatever.
This goat was suffered a massive dishonor.
How has this goat not just walked away?
Why is he staying?
I imagine, like, I go to cast the spell, and just, like, I see nothing happens, and I go, what the fuck? And I chuck my sweatbands, my wristbands.
Meanwhile, the goat kind of, like,
what
snorts a little, and,
yawns.
It looks.
Shit.
It looks Kai dead in the eyes.
I'm staring back, and it charges at you.
Oh, God.
I want to make it known that my character is going, shit, shit.
And my character secretly, under the breath, shit, shit.
Everyone is cursing under the
Don't
breath.
Don't I get to go?
You are not yet there on the order.
Actually, wait, yeah, you haven't gone yet.
I haven't gone, but it's charging at me.
You know.
Is it,
I
but did
you
the goat
who went at top, and
initiative?
I'm wrong. Phoebe was the one who went at top.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
What's your cast range on your spell?
I don't know.
Ooh, you don't have them written out yet. Here's the note for the future. Have those written out.
Okay.
You didn't do your homework bad.
No. She doesn't know. She's new.
I never would have casted Witch Bolt if I'd known.
There's still got one more spell.
All right, so I think that you guys are equal distance.
Yeah.
Between each other. So I'm just gonna make this fun for me.
Great.
Cool.
I'm gonna die.
Alright.
Wait, Sid didn't go yet. Is it before Sid?
It's before Sid?
I didn't know
Sid got an 8 and the goat has 11.
Okay.
and it looks at Zil, kind of snorts a little, and it charges
at
you.
I'm sorry. I say that.
Sorry.
Oh my God. Felt something when you cast the spell a little, so it's just kind of blaming its woes on you.
I'm sorry.
It's gonna run at you because you're 30 feet away. It's gonna ram you. Gonna ram you real good.
Ram you.
So I'm gonna go ahead and roll this. That's an 8 plus 5. What's your AC?
13.
I rolled a 13.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so then we're gonna roll.
Murdered by a goat on the first night.
We haven't even made it there yet.
All right, you take surprisingly not a lot. You take 3 damage.
Okay, yeah, that's not bad. Ugh, it hurt.
Yeah, it rammed the shit out of you. And, make a strength saving throw.
5.
You are very much on the ground.
Yeah.
You have been knocked much
down. Dude, I said I was sorry!
Oh my God.
Alright.
Cousin Barry souped you on that!
Hi. Your magic users are getting their fucking asses kicked because they literally stepped out ahead of you, so...
Here I go. I've got my trusty, I've got my trusty Morningstar, and
Jesus,
I'm charging at the goat.
You charge at that fucking goat who's standing over Zil right now.
I'm gonna fucking hit it.
Yeah, you are.
16.
You hit that goat with your
Morningstar.
Yeah. Roll for damage.
Right on that back. Roll your damage.
That's
a D8.
Eight.
Oh shit, alright.
Damage.
Nice.
Nice.
Love you guys.
Yeah! Mm. Okay, you fucking whack the shit out of it. Now, a thing to take note, I will tell you, is you gonna be selling this meat later.
Uh-huh.
And you just pulverized its shoulder. Unsellable meat! But you did some great damage to it.
Unsellable, but can we eat it?
You could eat it, but no one's gonna pay you for it.
Well, that's fine, because we need meat for our...
That's fine.
What about the other parts of the body?
I mean, like, yeah, that's the thing. Is like, but if you damage, like, a part of the body in a very brute force way, the meat is inherently less sellable. Welcome to the butcher business.
Yeah.
Can't we just cut that meat off?
I've been a vegetarian my whole life, and you made me research meat. I will make you pay.
Can't we just, like, cut that meat off?
You could cut that meat off, but you can't sell it. That's what I'm saying. So, you whack the fucking shit out of it. It makes a goat groan, which is a groan.
Oh, no.
Man.
It kind of flinches back a little, and that brings us up to Phoebe once more.
Can I do an Eldritch Blast?
Boy, can you ever.
Do you have spell slots for that?
It's, cantrip.
That's a level one.
That's
a
cantrip, yeah.
Here, I can actually...
I want more Witch Bolt!
Another Witch Bolt, please! Through my phone.
Please, sir, can I have one more Witch Bolt?
I didn't mean fuck up so bad.
Is it midnight yet?
You wanna go ahead and look it up?
Yeah, I did.
Perfect. Tell me about it.
So Eldritch Blast is a beam of cackling energy, kind of like Witch Bolt, streaks toward a creature within range, make a ranged spell attack, and on a hit, it takes 1d10 of force damage.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So
is that a cantrip?
It was up here.
Yeah,
there.
It says evocation cantrip.
Fuck, man.
Cool.
So
casting is one
cool.
action.
I want to be able to fight stuff all the time. That's
it has
I
a range
it.
Of 120 feet.
That is insane.
I picked it so I could fight always. So which
one's
a d10?
No,
or
you gotta roll
a d20 to see if you hit it.
Okay.
So you have to add your bonus thing again. Your
and
spell attack? No, your spell attack.
Which is the thing
page.
On the separate page.
You should keep that out, yeah.
Okay.
Your second magic person page.
Yes.
Hope I hit it this time.
Seven plus.
4 is 11.
11.
You hit it.
Yes, cool.
Roll your d10 of damage.
Is this...
This is one of either of these.
Okay. 6.
All right. you hit that goat. Your blast right in its motherfucking eye.
Oh.
And it goes down.
Oh.
The goat is dead. You have killed your first creature! In
but it's
unsyllable! Dragons. But no, just the
yeah.
shoulder part. Just the front
okay.
shoulder. Just the front left shoulder. You killed your first creature!
What? I got hit!
It was a ghost that... It was a ghost.
It was a ghost!
Now
it was the ghost of the goat!
Alright, great work, you guys.
Ghost of goats. Alright, nothing happens.
Whoa.
Alright, so you guys are out of initiative. I assume that someone is harvesting this goat.
I don't know how.
Someone does.
Can I try?
Yeah, I guess that's me. I'm Griana is going to be harvesting this goat.
Alright,
I want to thank Kai. Hey, thanks for helping.
No problem, buddy.
Get right.
Griana has shaken
Listen,
off her anxiety, and she's realized that, you know, for now she's taken her deep breaths,
how
and she
you?
Has realized that she is here for a reason. It's for the fall feast, so this is a good step in recovering from her little vegetarian downfall. But she's still not quite convinced with herself
right.
that she's out of this funk. She's still feels very terrible that she just took this goat's life.
So, but do you go over and you begin?
I have to pull together because I don't want my employees to know. So,
but I give you a knowing look.
Yes, yes. and I give you I give you a shut up look.
All right, here's Katie May. I'm an unknowledgeable vegetarian asking a question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So I would assume you would like skin it then, and get the meat and down into sizable chunks.
Yeah.
To put into a container and then load into. The
I think
like,
so.
I mean,
I'm
also
vegetarian.
Yeah.
Like,
so it doesn't go bad.
Because I assume if you needed to do that, then you brought the spices along.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you pull those out.
Marinated.
Ew.
Right, but you are the one who does this grunt work the best.
Yeah.
Your father taught you? Your mother taught you how to do this.
My father.
Your father?
Yeah,
he was
pretty good.
Your human daddy?
Oh, yeah, he was pretty good at harvesting.
All right, so he taught you how to do it the best way. You haven't trusted any of these people with your family secret yet.
No. And I do it because it's my instincts and I've been doing this my whole life, so it's no big deal.
But
I am not.
It
bothers me. It's starting to bother me because what I've grown up knowing isn't what truly I might truly be on the inside.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So,
it's still night, right?
Still very much night.
Hey, guys. Can I try to get some sleep? Is that okay for
yeah,
me to do?
Yeah, it's fine. I'll take the watch.
Yeah.
I'm all riled up anyways.
Well, you were only about halfway into your watch.
I can finish
so
your watch for
you. I also got hit.
You also got hit.
I
don't
want
to go back to
sleep. One of my employees has been hit, so I'm going to take the whole big bad boss position here, you guys. Just got to go to sleep.
All right. I'm sorry, did you just go, all right, one of my guys has been hit. I'm gonna go to sleep.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I just skinned this goat.
I'm gonna go to sleep.
It's
been a long day for me.
My guy's been hit, and she's gotta go to sleep, and the big boss has been stressed out about this whole thing, because obviously one of her employees has been hit, so I'm gonna have to take a quick snooze. I'll see you guys in the morning for my shift when we're cooking breakfast.
If
all
I
right.
finish Zell's shift, will I be exhausted the next day?
No.
I will
finish the shift and be okay.
I will do it.
Alright.
Well, I guess I'm going to bed.
You're just gonna be tired. Not exhausted, but tired.
Cool.
Alright. So you finish off her shift, nothing really eventful happens, but... So you guys do the switch off here next in the order?
Yep, my shift.
Alright.
I don't want a perception check.
20.
Whoa.
Added or natural?
Added.
Alright. About 25 minutes. 35 minutes. 1 hour. Two. It's nearing the end of your shift. See a little goat head.
Another one.
It's the same one. The same one from earlier that you scared off back into the forest.
I thought you were talking about the one we killed. I was like, it hit.
Tim Allen home
improvement. It's obviously looking for its friend. It does not come out of the woods. But you have the best eyes. So you fucking see it. It's not stepped all the way out yet. You see it looking around. It looks like it's about to give up its venture and retreat back into the forest. Do you let that happen?
No.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes. Let's go for it.
Okay.
Like,
all right. What do you do?
I take my spear out.
Okay.
I aim for the goat.
You aim for the goat.
Should you wake us up?
The goat.
Oh, Jesus.
Should you wake us up first?
No,
no,
she did not.
She did not
wake you up.
All right. Go ahead and roll. How close are you? You need to get closer. You need to take a bow.
Okay. Then I get closer.
Spears?
All right.
What's the range on a spear?
I don't know.
I thought it was...
It's pretty... It's
one
spear.
Second. I feel like I had this all written down somewhere, because I know that this is, like, my number one weakness is knowing things. I thought
the range
60.
Is 20 to 60 feet.
Yep, so you need to get 20 feet closer.
Sweet, I get 20 feet closer.
All right, go ahead and roll a stealth check. I assume that you're trying to do that quietly and not... Bring yourself attention.
18. Boy,
plus
2. 20.
It exploded. The look on your face, your eyes just widen. It's like, that's when you know.
Fuck.
Alright, so you both, your arrow. You did a very good job on both of those rolls, though. So, you, like, go up to throw your spear at the same time it looks up at you, and this is going to be a game of initiative. So we're both going to roll initiative now.
Holy shit.
And we're going to get to decide who gets to take their turn first.
Okay. 12.
7. You go first.
That spear!
Yeah.
Got my spear. Ready for action?
You throwing it?
And I throw it!
You throw that spear. Roll.
To bolt.
Sit false. Oh, God.
Fuck.
Fuck. I got a 10.
Mm-mm. That spear went wide. You now don't have that spear.
Fuck.
Does that mean I don't have my spear anymore?
I assume you went back and picked it up.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't, like, go into the river.
Fuck.
All right. This goat's a little scared. So... But you killed its friend. It's come to this conclusion. Does a 15 hit? No?
Wait,
what's your AC?
17.
Oh my god, so it rams right fucking towards you.
Oh my gosh.
And you're there with that kind of smirk. You, like, get down on its level in a very, like, yeah. And just as it goes to... Just as it goes to hit, you just dodge. So swift. Ever so swift! And it is your turn. And it is right fucking next to you.
It's time for my morning star.
Oh, you have javelins.
Oh, javelin.
You can do what you want.
Yeah, do whatever.
Well, no, I'm feeling my morning star, actually.
What's the difference of damage? Is it bludgeoning or piercing?
It's piercing for javelins.
That's what I thought. Okay.
It's bludgeoning for...
What's the difference between bludgeoning and piercing?
Bludgeoning is brute force, piercing is piercing.
Oh!
Piercing would harm the meat less, right?
Oh, okay, sweet. Can I switch to javelin now
that
I know this information?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay.
I'm a forgiving and kind DM.
Thank you, DM. DM Katie Mae. All right, I got my javelin. Here we go. Woohoo! Ooh. 17 plus 4 is a 21.
You hit that goat.
Oh, yeah.
That goat.
Oh,
hit that goat. Roll some damage. That goat.
Roll some damage. I'm rolling for
yeah.
that.
Liz in real life is dabbing.
No, I'm not. What the fuck?
You're such a dab liar.
I know.
What? Oh, because this is a podcast.
Seven damage.
Shit, dog. All right, it does 7 damage, and it lets out like a...
Oh.
So all of you roll perception checks with disadvantage.
20?
Yeah, that's
D20. Alright.
6.
With disadvantage. Sorry.
So you
roll
twice?
Disadvantage. So what disadvantage and advantage happens? If I tell you it's advantage, you roll 2d20 and take the higher number. If you're disadvantaged, you roll 2d20 and take the lower number.
Oh, God.
6.
15. No, wait,
6.
That's
a 9. Oh, 9. 17. My other one's a 10.
But you
yeah.
you add
so
your wisdom.
Nice. Oh, wait, with first,
so I got an 11 and a 10.
You had
so.
Perception?
Mm-hmm.
So
my first roll was
17.
A 10, so it's
oh.
technically an 11. And this is a 9, so it's technically a 10.
So 10.
She got a 10?
6.
Yeah. 6. You, only Brianna, knows the sound of a giant goat crying in the night. You are woken to. You have come to out of your slumber. You were woken up by the goat's grunting noise. You are now awake.
I wake
go
up
ahead
like,
and roll initiative.
I wake up like this.
Right. I'll roll initiative just so I know where to put you on the list. You had a 12?
20!
She exploded.
All right, so you get to go actually right now. So you're up.
All right. I'm up.
Oh, hey, boss.
Hey, what's going on? I heard a giant goat cry.
Yeah, right here.
Another one?
Wow, this is a really great conversation. Each round is 6 seconds, so if you can make...
It's 10 and 5.
Is 10 seconds. So if you can make this a 10-second conversation,
okay,
and then also take your action.
Hey, boss, go for it. I got a good hit on the first one.
Okay, I'm gonna go for my longbow. All right.
Night scream from Phoebe. All
right, you take out your longbow.
take my longbow.
Yeah, go ahead and
right.
roll your d20.
I'm rolling 16, and how much do I what roll for?
It'll tell you.
16.
Longbow plus 5.
So, 21.
You totally fucking hit it. Where were you aiming?
Yes. I was aiming for the heart.
The heart of the beast.
The heart?
All right, let's talk about how that works in butchers.
I'm sorry. I was lame. I was
like
aiming
eye.
For the eye. I was aiming for the eye.
That's fine.
I'm also a vegetarian, so...
So you actually...
In real life.
All right, so you go and roll damage. What is your... So you're going to roll 1d8. So find your d8 and add 3.
Nope.
It's... Yeah, that one. 6.
Plus, did you add the 3?
Yeah.
Oh, no. So you don't hit it in the eye.
Damn it.
It sails actually past its head. And into the shoulder again.
I mean, but it's an arrow.
It's not,
less.
It's not an arrow. It's not like you ruined the meat.
Yeah, it's
shoulder.
Just it's it'll
it's
be
just a, it's just an arrow on the shoulder. It makes another goat noise. Well, perception to see if you wake up with disadvantage because you're sleeping.
Oh, I rolled 2 15s. 15 plus 1, 16.
You will.
I can math.
It was technically 20. I rolled a 14. That was my lowest one.
All right, 14 plus your perception.
Which is
yes.
1.
Well, yeah, so it was 14 with perception, so.
Oh, 15. Oh, 14 with perception.
Yeah.
Oh, you already got it, girl. All right, you both up.
I wake up screaming.
I just go. Oh,
my God, you can't regain from a short rest.
You could technically use your hit dice to regain health.
What is my hit die?
But you did not state that you were doing that during your short rest.
Because, I didn't know how...
And I know because you were trying to accomplish a long rest.
No, I didn't. I felt like it was going to... I knew it was going to be a short rest.
So you were taking a short rest.
Yeah.
Because you can't take a short rest and then a long rest.
I know. I knew because the night, we were going through the night... Like, I knew I wasn't gonna, sleep, a long, rest.
Okay, so you were just going
short
for
rest.
A short rest. If you're telling me right now
yeah.
you're just taking a short rest tonight, then yes, you may take as much
yeah.
hit dice regain as you want.
Should I do that? Oh, wait, no, I have no health. Just kidding. I'm gonna be tired tomorrow. I'll take a nap on the road.
You could have kept sleeping if she had not attacked that goat. I'm just throwing that out there.
Whoa.
I'm just trying to get through the task, guys.
I don't mind.
I know,
I'm here to work. I don't
well,
mind.
Well, we technically have 2 missions. We still need to go to a grove.
Yeah.
True.
Don't forget about that flower.
I'm also letting you know that where you got that orb is around in this
wood. Oh, God. Ooh. Spooky.
Your family's about 2 days away from here.
Oh,
I
want to
go see them.
More into the
yeah,
woods.
I'm
I'd love to
now.
Go see them real quick on the road.
2 days real quick.
Just,
okay.
It's fine. I
good.
Miss them.
You're good? Okay.
Should we roll initiative?
You should roll initiative. Since she crit, I let her go on this turn, but you guys will probably wait until next turn to go.
17.
Okay.
18.
Plus your dexterity modifier, so 19.
19.
All right. So that was on Rihanna's turn, so now it's back to Kai.
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 Hey.
Hey.
So I got my trusty javelin.
Could yep.
One more pierce.
One more pierce.
One more
pierce.
Wow!
Ooh, I got a 7.
No, 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 no. You miss its body. You you graze its ear.
God, Kai, get your shit together. Come
all right, you're
Kai.
Having a momentary self pump up, but that goat rams the shit out of you. Or at least it's going to try to. No, it's only a 10.
That's sweet.
Does not hit.
Got a tank.
This goat's probably fucked up.
But it is going to use its movement to try and run. So, if you are leaving an enemy's range, or an enemy is leaving your range during their turn, you get what is called an attack of opportunity. So, since it is choosing to run from you, is going to try to do so, but you get to get one hit in before it's out of your range.
Yes.
So go ahead and roll an attack.
Absolutely. And I got a 20.
You crit?
Wait, what do you
no,
mean?
No, no, natural
okay.
20. My all right. javelin.
All right, you got it. Roll damage. It's looking wounded. You could do it here.
Ooh,
nice.
8.
You see that fear in its eyes, and you know that it's about to run. And at the same time, you sidestep with it, bring your spear up and into the top of its head.
Oh, it's a javelin.
It's a javelin. And bring the javelin up, down to the top of its head. What is the difference between a spear and javelin?
Javelin,
no, tell me.
Okay.
But I do say a prayer to the animal gods, thanking me for this kill.
All right, you thank the animal gods for your kill. And everyone's awake again! With another dead giant goat.
Hey. This one's usable for the feast, though.
Yeah,
I go
was.
And grab my spear.
You grab your spear.
Can I go back to sleep?
Make a perception check while you're in the woods.
Everybody? Or just...
No, you have to go step into the woods to get that spear. It goes a little bit forward. Just a little bit out of eyesight, you can see the tip, so you take a good, 5 foot into the forest and go ahead and make a perception check.
Ooh, 21.
You've been here before.
Yeah.
The roots of the trees look darker.
What?
What?
It was very quiet.
The trees
no,
are darker.
I'm saying, like...
Oh,
okay.
It'll pick up.
Okay.
I'll go back and VO.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You don't fucking know.
Alright, sweet. Grab my spear and head back.
Yep.
So...
Right, back to bed.
Please. What time is it?
It's 3 a.m.
Oh, great.
Well, my shift's done, and since I've, done the deed, I'm going to bed.
Does that mean it's
I'm
my
sleeping,
shift?
Yes. Sure. I need to sleep.
Yeah, you haven't taken a
shit.
I need to get back to my
you
nightmares.
You can manage. Peace. Actually, go ahead and roll a wisdom saving throw for me.
For d20?
Yep.
7 plus...
Yeah.
9. Can I roll again?
No. Your sleep was not as good as you wanted it to be.
I know. I was restless because I kept getting woken up to kill fucking goats.
When you tried to sleep, you were haunted.
I think we need to realize how vital my rest is for tomorrow, because I'm the leader of this pack.
If you don't get more sleep now, you are going to suffer a point of exhaustion tomorrow.
Yeah. Is there anybody willing?
You've gotten... You guys went to bed at around 7, right? 4 shifts. You're waking up at, what's the length of 7?
Seems like every 10 minutes.
12 hours, right? So, 4 of you, 3-hour shifts. It's 3 a.m.
Will I get extra pay if I stay up?
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
You've gotten enough to concentrate. You've gotten six
yeah.
hours.
Yeah. All right. Could be 80 silver.
Sounds manageable.
Right?
Yeah.
No,
you said 80 silver. You
give
got
me
it.
Your health potion.
Give me.
Well, damn it. Now I want 3 gold. Please, boss.
3 gold? What do you
Come
think
on,
I'm made out of gold?
I just got you 2 giant goats.
Phoebe screams in her sleep.
Damn it, Phoebe. And I say, Hashawanda! What's her secret word to calm
she,
down?
And she goes back.
I will give you 1
she
gold.
Rolling.
She convulses in her sleep.
1 gold and 80 silver.
No, 1 gold.
One
do you guys
gold.
Want me to stay
silver.
Up? I never finished my shift. I'll finish the what I had left for my shift, and then I could switch with somebody.
Yeah, okay,
this is
cool.
The last shift until morning.
That's cool. You sure you want to
how
do that?
How much did I have? Can I do
you
it?
Took a short rest. I mean,
yeah.
you and...
Would I suffer from exhaustion?
Nope.
Yeah, I'll
rest.
Do it. I'll just do it.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, good.
All right,
this is boss.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Sure. Morning time. The sun begins to rise. What's up?
I'm more at ease because the sun's out.
Are you afraid of the dark?
No, I just, I'm not.
Are you afraid of
no,
the dark?
I'm not afraid of the dark per se, but it's just like everybody's asleep. I'm alone in
the
woods.
In the dark, yeah.
It's hard to see.
Yep.
And.
But the stars were so pretty.
They were. They were. But I was all like, but the times when I looked up in my watch, they were very pretty. I want to find this flower.
Yeah.
And then I want to get the fuck out of these woods.
Okay. So, do you wake everyone up? Or do
yeah.
you let them wake up of their own accord, just kind of
no,
but
she's
like,
gonna sleep.
I would kind of.
Smelling salts, prestidigitation.
I would
oh,
greatly
is,
appreciate
it. Is it like a very sharp
less.
Smell? To wake them up?
Ease. I'm gonna ease
I wake
them
up
awake.
Screaming.
Alright. I'm gonna ease them awake. A slow,
what's that sound
slow
like?
Build.
Alright. What's the smell that you're giving them?
Breakfast.
Oh. No, not breakfast.
Not breakfast.
Not breakfast.
Not breakfast. Not breakfast. Not breakfast. Not breakfast.
A soft eucalyptus smell
yeah. mm.
fades over you guys.
Yeah.
As you run out, too much of a good thing does exist, and you feel it begin to like burn your nostrils.
Eucalyptus
is a strong smell.
My nostrils, my nostrils.
And
oh.
once they're awake, I stop it.
And once and you awake, and suddenly the smell of eucalyptus are gone, and you're wondering if you're being gaslit.
Am I
being oh, guys, you're
awake!
This is so great!
Good morning!
We should pack up and start looking for that flower,
whoa, whoa,
and then we can go.
What about breakfast?
Yeah, let's eat breakfast, and then we'll go.
I'll
yeah, sorry,
I
totally...
that
just...
Brianna did say that she would make breakfast.
Brianna said she would make breakfast.
Did I?
You kinda owe us some breakfast
yeah.
from those goats.
Alright, you guys, let's get,
don't cook the goat.
Well, we're gonna make some breakfast sandwiches, so,
maybe of the mutilated shoulder.
Yeah,
there
we go.
Yeah, no, I was gonna include, it's gonna be, we're gonna do some egg, it's gonna be a nice egg. On an English
just
muffin.
Just one egg, and we have to split it on an English muffin.
On an English, no, these are all individual sandwiches. Okay, a nice
where
egg
are you getting these
on
eggs
an
from?
English muffin.
What?
With a little bit of that goat meat in the middle.
Mm.
Right,
you brought
breakfast.
English muffins. I will give that to you.
And some cheddar cheese in there.
Oh,
mm.
I've got a couple potatoes for some hash browns.
Hey, let's make that.
What?
I got an oven.
What oil are you? Are you using the fat from the
oil
the
from
goat
your hair?
I have lambus bread.
So are you using the oil from your hair?
You have hair?
Yeah,
I have half a head of hair.
I have been imagining you bald this whole time.
No. I'm half shaved, but the other half of my hair is really long.
So like monster Skrillex?
That's full chic.
That's a lot for me to handle.
So, I have my hair.
Anyone else taste blood in their mouth? No.
Tell
so
them
my the, ideal, like my freshly cut hair.
Tell
cut.
The listeners
well,
like what that is. What is
just
that?
Just like
hair?
Awesome.
Also
so,
the fat
like a nice
hair.
Clean
let's
short
move.
Hair.
Let's
yeah.
make breakfast and move.
All right, you guys. We're just gonna fry up some of that goat.
Cool. Just the mutilated shoulder. That's it. We're not touching the good meat.
Obviously not.
Yes, absolutely.
Who is the butcher here?
Who
okay.
wants to keep track of cart's inventory?
Well, that's not... Yeah, you got it.
What, me? Oh, I was going to suggest Phoebe. She's good with numbers.
Sure.
Well, one of you is the right-hand man, and one of you is the owner, so all of you could technically be held accountable. Who was going to manage?
I was
going to
choose my right-hand man.
You're the advertiser, so...
Yeah, I'm not doing
anything. I'm just the clerk.
Fine, I'll fucking keep inventory, but I need an inventory sheet of what we need, boss.
So...
Okay, I got it. We got. We need a flying snake, bear, giant goat. Am I missing anything?
And a flap.
No, I can write on the sticky note, but
that's
I need to
smart.
Know how many of each. So
hey guys.
We got...
Yep.
What?
So far, inventory.
I have a question.
Yeah, what?
Can we wrap up inventory real quick? And
yeah.
Ask? Cool. So, it was, you have two giant goat, one without shoulder. You brought spices.
Slurp it up.
You brought Carsu's butcher kit.
I'm sorry, did you just call me Carsu?
Oops.
On the podcast?
You brought Brianna's butcher kit.
Oh, no.
Cool.
That slipped.
Sorry.
It's my nickname, Rula.
How many of each do we need, do you know?
Hey, you pretty much know that, like, it's a feast as much as you can
get. Got it. All right.
Let's load that in the wagon.
Okay, cool. Fighting, so we need to focus on fighting snake, mountain lion, and bear.
Flying snake. Fighting snake. Flying snake, sorry.
Cool.
You say fighting snake?
Yeah.
What? It's going to be fighting for its life, she says awkwardly, laughs, and makes herself feel better.
That's nice.
Cool. All
right, you guys make some goat. Who's cooking?
Carly.
You cook?
I mean,
who's Carly?
Brianna.
Brianna's cooking?
Sorry.
Yeah, Brianna's cooking, but she's a...
Roll me a cook chip.
Roll me a cook chip.
Would that be performance?
That'd be D20?
Yeah, be a D20.
D20 cook chip.
And your performance.
One.
She burns it. I try to add the flavorful prestidigitation, but it doesn't help at all.
It is
just horrible.
The charred meat is an excellent palate cleanser for the blood in my mouth.
It just tastes like you're eating charcoal.
It's
great!
You're eating angry goat charcoal, and you're wondering if this is going to make you ill. And you're wondering, did Kai actually use her hair oil to make this?
I bite
that?
It.
Can I have leftover berry soup?
And I chew it for a second, and then I go.
Good.
Prestidigitation to make my mouth clean.
Okay. So you can eat some, like,
I blame the hair oil.
I'm gonna go back to some of the leftover
berry soup. Yeah, I have my berry soup.
As soon as that fire
bear
got going and hit that hair oil, it just immediately
fucking
went into flame. And I don't think hair oil is appropriate for cooking. We may have
should
have packed a flask of olive oil.
Yes, what were we thinking?
On the road again.
So, now that you've handled inventory, you wanted to say
Phoebe
something.
Needs to be lifted into the wagon. Please lift me.
I got you.
Lift me up. You just go, lift me up.
So,
Dad,
you.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, like, I'm having a stroke.
Again?
Yeah. So, we have to get more food.
Yeah.
I assume.
Yes.
And if we go to the grove, there might be some more animals there, and we could get this flower done, and we could just be by a nice grove.
I love groves.
Do you know who, you know the...
I know the...
Brianna, you know the forest the most.
Yeah,
right?
I do.
Who
she
knows the forest?
She lives in the forest.
Yes.
Yes, I'm
my
sorry.
My family's nearby. Yeah, please
Phoebe,
don't be
Phoebe, I am so sorry.
It's fine.
I
remember every insult I've received.
It's bad that she just took it out of the book and was like,
no, it's fine.
And like,
you did not.
And nurse is silent resentment toward anyone who's ever wronged me.
I didn't wrong
it's
you.
I just probably blew out the mic with my obnoxious laughing. Alright.
Yep.
You now understand that she was.
Yeah, cool. I didn't know who knew the forest well enough.
Yeah, it's cool.
I just knew
Brianna's
literally the one leading
us through the forest.
I do know the forest pretty well.
Yeah,
I don't want to discredit Phoebe over here, but I do know the forest pretty well.
I'm just going
nature.
To keep continue talking.
Yes.
I'm
right.
sorry.
Ten.
But, so, Phoebe, do you know of any groves that are nearby?
Yes, I do. There's one. Do I? Yes.
No.
Yeah, I do. Wait, do I?
You guys,
I should, right?
As we get inventory, I am game for going to the grove. I believe that bears and flying
roll
snakes.
History check.
Six.
Plus one. Seven.
Six. Seven.
That way.
I trust you. I trust you.
Hey guys, I traveled around here quite a bit growing up.
Whoa, hey, history check!
Alright.
Oh my god.
Three.
And
plus
Carly goes.
Plus int?
Plus where?
Four.
And then Brianna goes, at the same time, actually, you kind of just proposed this question. And you're like, hey, anyone groves anywhere? And they both contemplate and go, I think that there was one that way. And they point in opposite directions.
Trust me.
Nice.
Yes, you said that I've been here before. Can I make a suggestion?
Have you?
Yeah, because I noticed the trees were darker.
Oh, you had been here once or twice. I think that you...
But I also know nature really well. So I... Put my finger to the air.
No. You go. You do the thing where you put your finger in your mouth.
Yeah.
And you feel the wind direction.
Roll a nature check right now.
Okay.
Jeez.
Let me just set that DC in my head.
Cricket. One. We're going my way.
Guys, we are going the wrong way. For there is surely a grove behind us.
The grove is under us.
Guys, we're here. We're in the grove.
For there is surely a grove behind
Frankly,
us.
Frankly, I think I would know the best.
Okay.
So we should go my way.
Fine.
I think
my
I
parents'
know the
house
best.
Is just like...
I think I know the best, so we should go my way.
I look at Arthur's supplies. Is there anything to help us?
There is the cutest motherfucking... It's a little toy.
Aww.
Little black little...
Arthur's so
toy
cute.
Toy dog.
Oh.
Black. It's actually stone.
Help.
Help me.
Nothing.
Okay, prestidigitation to make it
ugh.
Pink.
Ooh.
Doesn't work.
Ooh. Can I roll?
Can I
roll Arcana to see if it's magical?
You can.
17.
You try to like press the digitation to make it pink. It doesn't work.
What?
You do it again. You fucking what?
What?
And you like really focus in. There's this like weird ass buzz to it.
Can I tell anything about it? I just know that there's a magical buzz.
Yeah,
magical
you
buzz.
Little one.
Well, I'm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you're a street magician.
I know, but I am
oh,
smart.
I have like a mentor or something.
I did.
What was his name?
Or you could ask, perhaps the child. You. There's an unending world of possibilities, but there's this buzz.
Would I know? I'm
you
also
sure.
I'm a warlock.
You don't know what's going on.
Is there any buzz? Am I getting any buzz
from eating
dirt in the bag or?
Yep.
How big is it? It's tiny. Okay, so I can put it in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go.
Nah.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Put it in my pocket. I want to like. Yeah, I want to know what this is.
Oh boy, do I as well.
Is it gonna turn into a dog?
That'd be dope.
That'd be awesome.
We can have a dog.
We're friends with Cooper.
Cooper.
Your ferret that we all...
I love Cooper.
Cooper, your ferret that I consistently forget about.
Yeah.
That everybody consistently
like,
forgets
oh, yeah,
about.
All right. So, Brianna, you know
yeah.
that at this point of the journey, your parents had this place that's about, like, half a mile into the forest,
mm-hmm.
where you would actually stash the cart itself.
Yes.
It's almost like a home base. You would stash it there. You would go out into the... difficult terrain that is forest. You can't navigate a cart.
Of course.
Once the trees start to get denser. You would stash it there, you would turn to it almost like a home base. That's kind of how this worked. Like, if you ever got separated from your parents, which you rarely did, maybe once or twice in your many years of upbringing, you always knew back to the cart.
Back to the cart.
Back to Grindel.
Yes.
that old motherfucking horse.
But if he could tell stories, man.
The
if he
world.
Could talk.
Do you pack up? Do you move in to the forest? Do you move into your boyfriend's house?
You get married.
I
love
that. Yeah, before we even, like, I think I got a little, we got a little carried away in the Grove talk. Before we even do anything, we need to go to home base.
All right. So, so you wander into home base.
Wait, what's home base?
In the woods when she was younger, the cart would get increasingly more difficult to take into the woods. So there's this, you're able to follow the path for a while. There's a pretty good, like, human tread, being tread path.
Okay.
And it eventually stops because the woods cannot be
yeah.
run by humans. So they basically what they've done for years is they've taken in the cart as far as they can, and they found this, like, hidey place for it,
okay.
where they kind of, like, set it up and leave it, and they treat it as home base.
Okay.
And Brianna knows this place in her soul.
It's okay.
Her, she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
So... Going to home base?
Yeah, it's going home base.
All right, everyone walks into the woods, and everyone who is not Sid, roll a perception check or a nature check, whichever one you want to use.
I'm getting bored.
So if I
want to
do a nature check,
if
I want to do a nature check, I just use my intelligence if I don't have nature as a skill.
And a natural 20.
You want a natural 20?
I mean, 20 is like... I got 18 plus 2.
Oh,
technically
not
a
natural 20.
Not a natural 20.
I have a 5.
I have 15.
I'm supposed
right.
to live in these woods. I know
yeah,
them worse.
Okay.
You
but
both notice at the same time that the roots of these trees are darker now. They actually have almost a dark purple.
Can I roll Arcana?
Yeah, you can roll Arcana.
15 plus 5,
20. Oh, I have the Arcana thing shaded in.
I'm smart.
You have 20?
16 and yeah, 20.
It's
15
not,
plus
it's
5.
It's not a buzzing magic.
It, like faint?
A very faint.
Can I tell what kind of magic or anything?
Can I roll investigation?
It's not necromancy, but the thing, like a magic that was made to feed on life.
Oh.
You can tell,
guys, I don't like this.
You can tell it doesn't feel like the magic is actively happening. It feels like it's happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like it's a downward motion.
Okay. Take out the dog, Arthur.
Rebecca.
Okay.
Should I roll for it?
And then I put it back in.
No, you rolled shitty on your perception.
Yeah,
can
stupid.
I roll investigation?
Guys, I don't like this.
Don't like what?
I have a really bad feeling about all of this.
About what?
The roots.
The roots, my bro.
Yeah, they're darker than normal.
Yeah, they're darker than normal. It's kind of magic-y, too. Not good. Not good.
Oh, magic-y?
Mm.
Oh, shit. Well...
I see no problem here.
I see many. I don't know what this is. It's like reverse necromancy. I don't
not
know.
Not reverse necromancy.
Not reverse, but
be,
like.
Because the necromancy in that it is inherently taking.
Reverse
away
necromancy
life.
Is just killing people.
Yeah, it's like life draining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is it's like it's like.
So, Zill.
It's like necromancy, but it's like not necromancy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you take a few steps off of the beaten path that has been created. Brianna, and you notice that the purple fades and eventually turns regular again. So you are able to come to the
mm-hmm.
conclusion that this human path and the roots are perhaps not a coincidence.
Oh gosh.
Mm.
Can I investigate?
That is what your natural 20% check on you.
Oh, right. Okay, right.
Gotta be tough. I do
oh,
that.
Goodness.
You
got right.
this. I try to pump myself up. Come
right.
on, I'm better than this.
Slaps right, everyone
back.
Calm down, everyone calm down.
Gently.
We gotta keep pressing forward. We gotta get to home base.
We
gotta get to home base.
Cool.
We
don't have to get
in.
To it.
Yes, we do. We I mean,
do you want us to stay here?
I'm gonna stay on high alert then.
Yeah.
High alert.
Cool.
Are you guys stealthy? Here's a really good question. Are you guys trying to be stealthy in these moments? Or are you
be.
Just fucking walking?
We should be
still. I'm walking.
Guys, I feel like guys.
You do have a cart at this point.
Hey guys,
there's no way to be stealthy
after
the cart.
We have a big ass cart.
We'll be stealthy after the cart.
Yeah.
But for now...
Would I roll for a cart? Would I just give you all disadvantage?
Yeah,
would I do if you guys tried to do spells with a cart?
Okay, what's the horse's name?
Grindel.
Just walk very quietly.
Yeah.
Quietly.
Yeah, Deco Grindel. Alright, you guys are walking to home base?
Yes.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. No?
Yes.
Okay, Mrs.
Good.
Alright, so you guys travel to home base. I need to know, actually, I can't believe I didn't ask this earlier. Can I know your guys' walking order? Who's leading the pack? Who's running behind?
Leading the pack.
Where's the cart in all of this?
I feel like Carly should go first.
It's only a half mile walk, so.
I feel like Carly should go first to lead.
Okay.
Sid next, because she's the
tank.
Sorry,
can you use the runelings?
I'm sorry. Brianna. Yeah, I know. Okay. So I feel like Brianna should go first,
mm-hmm.
and then it should be Kai, because Kai's the tank. Brianna knows where we're going, so that's why Brianna's first. Kai's the tank second. And then I feel it should be Phoebe, because more magic, and I feel like Phoebe should be last.
Right.
Look out for the back. I feel like I should be second to last, and I'll just, like, keep a lookout.
Mm-hmm. And since
I could be swept away so easily.
I know Grindel the horse.
But you know more
well,
attacking.
Mm-hmm.
Leading
I'm leading it. I have Grindel by the reins, and I'm leading.
Okay. Sorry.
Everyone else is following suit.
I like being on Kai's shoulders at times. It's fun.
But we should not have that.
No, I know.
So you're not on
the I like having you on the show.
Yeah, it's just fun. Just for fun sometimes. We're not now.
Phoebe's last in the order.
Right, so Brianna, Kai, Zil,
Phoebe. Yeah.
Alright.
I'm keeping a lookout.
Relatively uninteresting walk. Except for... no rolls. You're walking, and Kai, you almost actually trip over this.
Watch out!
A small black cat, your ferret,
meow.
Who's sitting on your shoulders, I assume, kind of like tenses up. You can feel its claws kind of like dig into you.
Ow,
a little.
Cooper!
Just
wrong?
As a black cat jumps, tiny ferret, not very large, jumps out in front of you. Pays no mind to you at all. Right past you, back.
Do
into
I see that?
Yeah.
No. Can I chase it?
Do I see it?
Roll the perception check.
You're in the back though.
Oh, I can't see it.
Yeah, you're right next to her, so this will be a relatively easy DC.
Perception?
Yeah.
17.
You see that?
I go. What the fuck? We need to go.
It's just a cat.
It's a black cat.
Oh, you really believe in that stuff?
I don't know. I don't want to take my chances.
Okay, I'm gonna ask Cooper. Hey, Cooper, what do you think?
I just want to present some facts really quick. I'm young. I don't want to die. That's the first one. No, I am.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not done.
What's up?
A black cat crossed our path. Also, there's weird magic shit going down with these roots. You guys aren't sus about that?
I mean, it's a little concerning.
It's a little concerning. It's very concerning. I can't believe. And then in my head, I finish the thought with, I can't believe the youngest one here is the smartest one. But I don't say that out loud, so you don't know I said I did that. I just, like, I can't believe this.
You
is
can't
what I
believe
say out
what,
loud.
Zil? You can't believe what?
I can't believe this.
But a black cat is in the forest? I think it's pretty common.
There's
no,
sometimes
a
cats
black
in
cat in the
I will
forest?
Say,
no,
I will
bobcats, maybe. Yeah, wild cats.
Kind of forest
but
is
this was like a house cat, right? This
yep.
is a house cat in the middle of
that
the forest.
That is kind of
there's weird. Roots growing from everywhere.
All right, you're right. You know what?
So
I admitted it's weird. I didn't want to admit it before, but it's weird.
Cooper is tensing up, all right?
You know,
something is going on.
I think it was the breakfast.
I feel like if we...
I think it put us all...
The breakfast.
I feel like...
In a bad mood.
I feel like if we continue, we have to be on very high alert. I don't want to continue, though.
We can't
just go back now.
This is huge for me to more.
What are we doing once we get to home base?
We're getting cozy. And
we are going to get cozy. We are going to regroup, first of all. Touch base, maybe do some nice breathing.
We keep going towards this home base, and things keep getting worse as we get nearer.
Well, home base is home base. Home is home, and it's comfortable.
Home isn't always good.
Okay.
Listen,
we can take a different path if you really want
we
to.
Do you want to get off the creepy path or keep... I mean, I'm cool with walking.
I'm cool. I feel like no matter if... I mean, if we're
close.
Still going to home base, I feel like no matter...
How close are we to home base, Carly?
It's going to be
close.
Shady.
We're close?
Who's Carly?
We're... Boss? 20-minute walk.
Minute.
Can you make it a 20-minute walk? Listen, I've got my witch bolt ready and cocked and loaded.
I told the witch bolter. And I've got my morning star... right here in my hand.
Listen,
that makes you feel better.
I knew I should have stayed home today.
As you look into the camera.
I was born in the dirt of these woods.
I've never been something like this before.
It is weird.
I've never
you're expanding your horizon.
Cause like when I would go with my mentor, and this is just me. When I would go with I'm just,
you don't know
dude. So when I would go with my mentor and stuff, we'd be confined and stuff, cause like he would be performing and stuff, so I'd be with him. So I never experienced being out like in like this wilderness and in danger.
It's normal for things to be a little weird.
So like I just thought it was going to be a trip, and like this is getting weird, and I've never experienced anything like this, so I have a right to be
scared. So you're
scared.
Dealing with a very real fear of your mortality. For
yeah.
Welcome. All right, are you? Tell me what's happening.
I would.
I mean,
I don't
I
want
say we
Zelda to feel scared.
This is my business trip. Okay, I am the boss. I feel like...
Then I quit.
No!
Oh,
we are already out here. What are you going to go?
You're
going to
walk home?
You're
going to
go
by
yourself?
Walk home?
Listen.
Oh. I'm the boss. Look at my pen. Best boss ever. There's a reason you guys gave me that title.
We didn't.
Hey, guys, let's not forget. We have the Fall Frickin' Festival to plan for, okay? We need our meat. This is why we're here. I care about the meat. Don't you know? I'm a small business owner. This is my life. This is my dream. It was passed down from my half-dead parents. I
could just walk
cry
so
it out
long.
Loud.
No.
I will finish this. And
I just
want
to do magic.
Well, this is your day job. You have to commit to your day job at some point, Zill.
Whoa.
It's okay, Zill.
Don't touch me.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm usually a super cool boss. God damn it. Someone needs to take charge in our fears, including my own. Shut up.
I didn't say anything.
I know you're thinking about it. Anyways.
Okay.
Well, so.
Are you in?
Our fears are getting in our way, and we need to accomplish this goal. Now, nothing has been a sure shit sign that things are gonna go south. Let's keep moving. And guess what? If they don't, we have some flare guns in the home base. We got lots of stuff. Let's just get there and check in. If you're still scared,
Phoebe's regretting this job.
If you're still scared, then we'll turn around.
Okay.
You're really mean. That's really mean.
I don't know if I really mean that, but yeah.
I feel like they're challenging me now. They're so.
This is a journey. This
so
is a journey.
Well, I could walk
you
home.
No. Hey.
No.
I'm good. I'm fine. Let's go. And I start walking.
Right.
I was
you are
say,
now leading in the
you
order.
Yeah. You okay, bud?
Fine.
Okay.
Good.
Zilla's leading.
Phoebe's a little stressed out because she hates fighting.
When are you gonna admit that you don't know which direction you're walking?
Not.
All right. So. you walk for about 5 minutes, and
there's a path.
Yeah, but the path is ending.
Okay.
You can tell. And with it,
when it ends, I want to stop.
Okay,
but with it.
So around 10 minutes of the supposed 25-minute walk. Did I say 25 minutes?
20 minutes, but 5 minutes means nothing.
All right, so 10 out of the 20-minute walk has passed, and the path is pretty much absolved. And in the center, as it comes to an end, there's this one very large tree.
Okay.
And it is so such a dark purple that it is almost mistaken to be black.
Phoebe's
not
freaking out.
Okay, this is
Do I get
weird.
The same buzz as I did from the roots? Is it stronger?
Yeah, it's stronger.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah,
am I supposed to be getting any vibes from this? I can't tell anything. I can't, like, tell any kind of, like, what kind of magic or anything.
No, you know that this is life magic.
Life magic.
Oh.
The leaves are black.
Phoebe's, as a warlock, Phoebe's creeped the fuck out.
They've started to fall.
So yeah, guys, this seems normal, right?
No,
this
is about another 10-minute walk. You actually turn your head to the left and it just looks like normal forest.
Yeah, we can just, like, keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's keep going.
I feel like we have to find out.
I know, I kind of want to go up to it.
But if you guys think it's a bad idea,
I'll for insight.
You're all for insight.
Can I?
Yes.
Cool.
15.
Actually, this is not an insight. This is an investigation.
Okay,
yeah.
Roll
that's
for investigation.
Roll.
Ooh, 18 plus 3.
17 plus
12. 21.
18.
Where's investigation?
Wait,
it's 8. I got a 13.
21.
13, 21,
18? 12.
Great.
Phoebe's so stupid. She's supposed to know everything. She's like, I don't
so
know.
You all have reached the end of this path. Sorry, I burped.
Yeah.
So you all have reached the end of this path. You, of this tree. The fallen leaves has actually, it started to make a brief halo, right?
What?
You know, because, you know, it's the radius of fallen leaves. So there's almost this circle around the tree. I need to know, in your investigation, are any of you walking into said halo?
No.
Yeah. All right. So none of you approach into said
Does
tree.
Does it... Am I getting... Okay, can I ask if I'm getting bad vibes from it?
I mean, how could you be getting good vibes from it?
I know.
Like,
I think, even though I said keep going, I am a little freaked out.
I feel like as the resident
can
warlock,
I
should
rock
be...
And,
like, throw it inside
resident
the halo.
Warlock here.
A rock throw it inside the halo, nothing happens.
Maybe.
It's probably different
warlock.
With, like, people. I feel like as a warlock, I should be more. All
right,
deaf.
You guys are kind of like walking around it because you're gonna have to, yeah, obviously get Brindle and the cart around it as well.
Yeah.
You notice that in the halo is a rolled up sleeping bag.
Oh gosh.
And it's kind of under leaves, but kind of not under leaves.
Do we recognize it?
What if we put something living in the halo?
Dad.
That's what I was saying.
Dad.
That's what I was saying earlier. Yeah, we should put something living in the halo and see what happens.
Oh.
So.
Perfect.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Fuck no.
Most
How
hated. Right. What about that black cat we saw earlier? Or some small creature around here?
Can I see a little animal?
Roll a perception check.
You guys were talking about how you didn't want to kill animals anymore. Well, I don't want to die.
All right. Look around. Crawling up one of the trees right now. It's just started, so you could get there. Very cute chipmunk.
The way you did it, I love it. Very cute chipmunk.
It is a very cute chipmunk.
If you guys...
Hold on, I'm going to pull up a picture of the chipmunk.
No!
Come on.
No.
I mean, you don't know
that. I smell Taco Bell.
What?
In the woods.
You smell...
It smells right now.
Where do you smell it? Did you burp
or
something and then like get a whiff?
I'm just smelling it. I'm like the worst forest gnome warlock. I don't know anything about anything spooky.
Look at this chipmunk.
Oh my god.
Well, you know what? Well,
you see it.
There's a chance he'll be okay.
We'll
be
yeah,
putting
we'll
a picture of the chipmunk on Twitter. So. Feel free to draw fan art of it.
Everyone.
Okay.
Full circle.
It's starting to crawl up that tree. Do you grab it?
Yeah, I grab it.
Roll a dexterity. Yeah, it's dexterity because it's technically sort of almost sleight of handish.
Oh, well, I got a 6. So
oh,
I
use mage hand.
Can
I try to grab it?
You mage hand and you pluck that chipmunk.
I hand it to you. I go,
and you
I don't
put it, and it drops down into. Into
hands.
Kai's hands.
I go,
like, he's just a little, like,
hand.
A bitch.
No, I go,
what you
Cooper,
mean?
Cooper.
I look at the chipmunk and I go,
I'm sorry if something bad
Phoebe's
happens.
Crying.
Don't attack
Phoebe
it.
Phoebe starts crying.
Oh,
Phoebe's
no,
crying.
Don't attack it. Cooper, I can't
oh, God.
Totally.
Brianna's getting the shakes.
Yeah, no. I look at the chipmunk and I go,
like,
I'm sorry if something bad happens.
No,
Phoebe is
like,
ugly sobbing.
Yeah, I look at the chipmunk and I say a prayer to the animal.
Brianna had a nervous fart. smells worse than she thought.
Prestidigitation to make it smell better.
Thank
you.
Thank you. So awkward.
I kiss the chipmunk and I toss it into the halo.
Oh gosh.
Does it die? Does it explode?
It floats off into the heavens.
My heavens. It explodes.
If people
it
could
actually
see
explodes,
everyone's faces
like...
right now, like. Molly's like on edge.
you throw the.
Oh.
You throw the Q chipmunk.
Thanks for including Q.
Into the halo of leaves. And this gust of wind.
Ow!
Picks up, and the leaves are like flung up into the air.
Brianna runs in and grabs the chipmunk.
No!
No!
Yes, absolutely.
Nope.
I fucking take her and tackle her to the ground. I'm gonna need you to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Me or her?
You. And I'm going to need you to just roll a d20.
Okay.
Add your dexterity.
3.
All right.
I got
6.
2 is 11.
6. All right. So you go to run in. Kai just like locks down, yanks you back.
Okay.
Just as the leaves are coming up and they fall into the same positions that they were in before.
Where's the chip?
It's not there.
Where did it go?
Oh, fuck.
Some sort of portal.
To another dimension.
It's not...
You almost went in there.
It's not there.
Well,
if it's
didn't.
A portal, let's go in.
My God.
Do we know it's a portal? Do we
no, you don't.
Don't. Shoot, guys,
don't.
I don't know what came over
know.
Me there. That was just
can
a stupid chipmunk.
Stupid.
Don't care about that.
But not... too stupid. Can I use Mage Hand to see if Mage Hand can go through it?
Yeah, the Mage Hand... smoke against glass.
Okay, that's what
it just smoke, like, it just doesn't... Nope.
Grill
no. Yeah,
nope.
I didn't think so.
That was intense. That was intense.
Fucking...
Wow.
I don't know what came over me there, you guys. That was so
well,
out of
character. And maybe it's okay somewhere else.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe it took it to a fun spot. Bah for chipmunks, you know? Like
let's hope so.
Is
that
it,
was just the super fun secret entrance to Halo.
If it's dead, though, I'm just so curious.
The chipmunk spa.
Go in.
No, I don't want to die at the first night.
All right, what do you guys do? Do you guys continue on?
Yep.
Yeah.
I want to see what else is there. You know what? This
can
is interesting.
Can I roll for... Can I roll something to see if... I don't know. Like, I don't know what it would...
Talk to me. Yeah.
It would be if, like, I saw anything, like, when it happened. Because, like, we seem focused on the leaves and not the chipmunk itself. So, like, can I...
Roll this perception check.
Roll this perception.
Can we all roll perception?
Nope.
What is my thing? 13.
Oh. You look to the side. You see just the tail.
The
black cat.
This cat.
How much does a regular cat weigh?
It weighs a lot. Fuck.
Yeah.
I have a mage hand too. Can I help
no,
you?
No,
that's
no, no,
not
no. That's not how it works.
Just kidding.
I'm sorry. Hey, come on. Please.
It
runs away.
Is it a 10-pound weight limit on mage hand?
I'll check.
Is it 10 or 20?
It's probably 10, but I'll check.
Because this cat weighs 11 pounds.
11 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Is that heavier or small for a cat? I don't know.
It's fucking average as hell.
Yeah, that's such an average. You're right.
Oh, this chipmunk. I'm going to save this photo to my computer.
10 pounds.
Rip. Doesn't
can I can't pick it up, but can I hold it?
Mm-mm.
I can't even do that?
Nope.
That was just you can't carry 10 pounds.
Guys, we need to keep going.
Something's up with this cat. I just saw it again.
I believe you. Let's investigate this more mentally when we get back to the home base.
I feel it's following us.
Well, has this always been here when you were a kid? Do you remember this creepy tree?
It loves us.
No, this creepy tree was not here before.
But,
no. Oh, well, then why is it here?
And I'd just be like, hey, cat. We're not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna hurt you. I just want to know what's up. All right. And I know this is a long shot, but please, can you just come out? I don't know if you can talk. I don't know if that's this whole situation is just strange. I just want to know what's going on.
All right, so what's new but the
voice? I get it if you don't want to come
two
out.
2 seconds. 3 seconds. You are looking toward where the cat left, right?
I'm just looking around. I'm looking to see
if
it comes out from anywhere else.
Phoebe. See a leaf fall from the tree. Slowly. Hit the ground.
What?
But besides that, there's no answer.
It hurt you. That was a long shot.
Well, that was something.
Only you saw it. So
I feel
better.
Y'all, I saw a leaf fall from the tree.
What?
Most productive thing you've done.
Okay. Where is this leaf?
It fell from
what?
A tree. I don't know. There's so many.
You know what, Zil? I have to
Are trees,
you.
Are leaves constantly falling from this tree, or just the one?
No, you didn't see one fall.
I didn't. Okay.
That's...
So you saw one fall?
Yes.
Where is it?
Do I know?
It's in the
ring.
Can I look at it?
Yeah, it looks like the rest of them.
Okay. Shit.
If you haven't seen the leaf fall, you would not be able to tell that.
Yeah, I don't. I have to say, it doesn't.
I wonder if the
leaf
represents how many things have died to the tree.
That's
what
I was curious.
That's my thought.
Wait, what did you say?
I said I wonder if the leaves represent how many things have died to the tree.
Ooh, that makes sense.
Oh, man, that's the chunk.
That makes sense as hell.
Fuck.
Let's toss one more thing at it and see if another leaf falls, you guys.
Cooper.
Rianda.
I'm sorry, I'm kidding.
Come on.
You say Rianda?
Grianna.
She's Rianda.
You add a D somewhere in there.
Cooper? Cooper can hear you.
I'm sorry, Cooper.
There's a bedroll.
He has
in there.
Yes.
So,
I like to roll animal
so
handling.
So it's either
Cooper's
somebody is existing inside there, people are able to, or somebody died and then just like got left.
I think we should like toss in like would a plant work? That's a living thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is a tree. It is
we're gonna have the whole
set. Can I look
tree.
Around for more animals?
No, I'm not helping.
Guys,
I'm not helping in killing more animals like this.
You guys, we know that things disappear when they go into the tree. This is not like.
But if another leaf falls, then that means something.
All right, what are we gonna throw in? Let's make a decision now.
Whatever animal she
wants. Oh, I see a butterfly.
All right.
You don't get to
grab it.
Perception check.
You don't
get to
tell
say you
see
a butterfly.
The DM's
don't like this, but...
Wow.
Oh. 19 plus 3 is a 21.
There's a large moth.
It's a 22. It's a 22.
I've got me a mage hand.
Oh, 22. Now roll a dexterity catch to catch a moth.
I love how angry you are. You sick fuck.
Hey, I got an 8.
I have a mage hand.
Don't catch a moth with your bare hands.
Not helping you on this one.
I have a mage hand.
You mage hand and catch the large moth. Large moth caught. What do you do with
Put
it?
Put him in the halo.
You manage to push it into the halo.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happens.
Gosh,
of land.
I look at the moth. I keep my eyes on the moth this time.
All right.
And I'm looking at the leaves.
I'm looking at the whole sitch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Oh, someone gave it out for the black cat.
Upon looking
I'll
at
look
it
black
very
cat.
Distinctly,
yeah.
Keeping your eye on a distinct part of it, almost like you're trying to discover what the lie is in a magic trick that is truly sleight of hand. You can tell that although the leaves, the almost black leaves, stir up a perception of darkness, it truly goes dark around this moth. And when light is allowed to re-enter this space, it's gone.
Interesting.
Now does another leaf fall?
I mean, it passes.
Let's run for the cat.
Yeah, we're...
Any cats? Any cats?
Roll perception check.
Is everybody... Is somebody looking at the tree for the leaves?
Yeah, I am. Phoebe is.
How do you... Brianna and I are on the cats.
11.
I was on the cat.
17 for perception.
22. You were on the cat.
I mean,
I said I was looking for the...
Yeah, you washed them off. The thing
ended. Sorry,
the leaf
that sounded
settled.
Like I was angry. I'm not angry, I promise.
Okay, so, yeah, so you washed the leaf settled. Who's on leaf patrol? Who's on cat patrol?
11.
Cat.
Leaf.
11 for leaf.
I said I was the first one who said cat.
Alright, so one on leaf, three on cat is totally fine because a leaf falls.
Yes.
My
hypothesis was right.
14 for cat.
I got 22 for cat.
Wait, would it be investigation because we're looking specifically for something?
No.
Okay,
because you're taking in such a large area.
Yeah, that makes
it's
sense.
It's like how quickly you can take in changes
yeah.
in information.
Okay, 14 then.
No cat. No
yeah.
cat sightings here.
He's not got a 22?
Even though you got a 22.
Even
but
though
I
got
a
17.
Even though you got a 17.
Even though
I
got a 14.
Fell.
So all these leaves mean that all of these things have entered this ring and gotten fucked up. So it's my scientific theory.
Phoebe, warlock scientist.
I feel like I should know about these spooky things.
What y'all up to?
Let's head out. Look at
Let's look at something else, but keep this in the back of our minds, because
yes.
I'm not walking in there.
Yeah.
Good call!
Yeah.
Phoebe somersaults.
Alright, so
okay.
we're almost to home.
Do a backflip in the table.
I jab as
right,
the shadows
so
take me.
You walk to home base?
Yep, we walk to home base.
Alright, you walk to home base. You got your fucking eyes open, no cat.
Phoebe is creeped the fuck out.
Eventually... It was almost like the purple. The purple was never a part of this color scheme. It's back to green.
Was my orb doing anything spooky this whole time?
No.
No? Okay.
It's your old forest again. And, you know, the trees look familiar.
Like homey.
It looks homey. You loved these trips with your parents who are now half dead. And eventually you get there. This sort of rock formation that has led to almost a... Not a cave, but a sort of, like... overpass underneath, right?
Mm-hmm.
A rock formation
mm-hmm.
of which you can kind of stow and at the same time camouflage your cart. And you've reached it. You've reached home base in the forest. And that's where we're gonna stop our first session.
Oh my
oh,
god.
This is so fun.
Hey guys, and thanks for tuning in to what was the end of our first session of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, which means that the audio probably only gets better from here, which I'm kind of excited about. I hope you really liked it. I decided to keep the edit long because I thought it was really interesting to see new characters figure out how the mechanics of 5e worked. I feel like a lot of Dungeons & Dragons podcasts don't really include that because it's not considered good viewing, but I wanted people to feel like that this game was approachable, so I wanted to keep the learning curve in there. So, I don't care if you liked it or not. I feel like it was a pretty good choice. But anyways, if you liked what we did, please, please, please leave us a review on iTunes or go out and find us on Twitter at Dungeons Dice. It means a lot to us. It's really been a good time and I'm glad people have reached out and it's meant so much. So thank you. If you like the theme at all, my friend Cameron made it. You can find him at Twitter at CamBop. Besides that, I will see you guys next week and, I don't know what my sign off for last time was. Oh no. Keep it quirky. Beef jerky. Shit. Oh, yeah. Alright, guys. I remembered. I will see you next week where our adventure will continue.